So, being autistic, good traits versus bad traits. Here are five interesting ones coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ask Me World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you just really want to learn more, remember to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below. And if you're watching on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to give this account a follow for more autism content. Guys, what is going on? Good to have you all here. Everybody thinking differently to the Ask Me World, where we think differently daily. You know it, guys. I'm super pumped to be doing this video. I've never really done a video talking about the bad traits of autism before, so I think it's gonna be quite interesting. It's a new one, isn't it? If you haven't already, make sure to download my Autism Life Hacks PDF book, completely free, from autismhacks.net. Yeah, awesome. Okay, so, let's come with this video. So, being autistic is fantastically awesome and uniquely different, but at the same time, it can be challenging and it can also add some daily life impact and stress to people, and it just really can just impact your life in so many ways. So I've listed out some good points and bad points so you guys can really get to grips with what's going on. So I have the list in front of me right here, there's three of each, and I'm gonna go through the good points first and I'll go through the bad points, okay? So buckle up, enjoy. You guys are awesome. You're here for the ride. It's gonna be dope. Okay, so good points, right? So the autism brain is good at problem solving. Now, autistic people will see solutions where typically people cannot see solutions, like problem solving, mathematical problem solving, situational problem solving. And this is an awesome ability, you know, like that's why autistic people are hired by Microsoft to do a lot of their, you know, problem solving for their new product software launches and stuff like that. And they look for errors and things and they test all the equipment. It's just great because it's down to that attention to detail that they really like to home in on, or we really like to home in on. And that attention to detail allows for problem solving to just kind of roll off the tongue. It comes out of the mind. It's just like, just there it is. I'm problem solving without even knowing it, which is super, super dope. And that's a good thing. Number two is focus. Autistic people can focus really intensely on a subject that they really enjoy. Like, I pretty much love anything to do with like conspiracy theories, and I love anything to do with social media marketing, entrepreneurship through social media, and I could nerd out about it all day, just like completely, I just love it. And you can ask me anything on it and I'll tell you that, and I really focus on it, which is a really good skill to have because, you know, say you're really into history, you could be a really good historian or a librarian or something like that, and you'd be really good at answering those questions, and it's just really cool. It's like a cool thing to have, you know? It's a good point, it's a good trait. And number three is honesty. Now, most autistic people are honest and genuine. So what you see is what you get, you know, taking things literally, but being open, honest, and genuine at the point of communication. And that's great, because you wanna be around people who are genuine. You wanna be around people who care, who are open and honest, and are just honest, nice people. And you get that with autistic people. It's super dope. Okay, so, after we have all the fluffy, lovely good points, we have to unfortunately encompass all the bad points, because it is an actual thing, you know. Autism doesn't come with just good things, it comes with a bunch load of bad things, and I do like to try and keep this channel positive and all these videos I do positive, but sometimes you just gotta just be honest and talk about the things that are not so positive, right? So, bad points. Number one is meltdowns. A meltdown occurs when things change, and even the smallest change in a routine can upset an autistic person, right? So I could be doing something, a small change happens, I have a crazy meltdown, and I'm done for like 3 or 4 days, which is just horrible. And it just like, it's just horrible, you know? It like just, a meltdown is this outburst of, or an overload of emotional communication that you can't deal with, and it's just, it's not good. So, the next one is communication issues. Now, autistic people have issues understanding how to communicate their emotions and their needs and wants. It's so true. I literally was just talking about this in my vlog today, that, like, you know, our needs and wants, we all have needs and wants in our life, right? And we all have emotions, but communicating those is super difficult for people who are autistic, and it causes so much friction, especially in relationships, and especially with family members, or with anybody really. You know, that discussion is going to be quite annoying for people because they don't really understand, and if you can't portray your emotions properly, they're not going to be able to understand you, and it's just, yeah, I find it really difficult, and it's probably one of the biggest stresses I have. Okay, so the last one is overload. So the sensory world that we live in can be so triggering for people on the autism spectrum. And it can send them into a sensory overload really easy, which then can lead to a meltdown or a shutdown or a burnout because they're trying to keep on top of all of this like sensory stuff. So you know, overloads happen. They're not good, but they do happen. And it's just something that we have to deal with as autistic people. And that's just how it goes. But with the good comes the bad, and all in all, it's life, and I think that's life in general. If you guys have anything to add to this list of good and bad points, pop it in a comment down below. I'd love to see what you guys would pick up on. Also, if you think this video was fun, please share it on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. And if you enjoyed the video, give it a thumbs up. And I'll see you in the next one, guys. Peace.